to that moment you stay in your idling car so you can finish an Adventures in Odyssey episode. Because some things are more important than frozen ice cream.
The ice cream's starting to look a little soggy.
What are you going to do? You don't want it to melt.
The ice cream's still dripping.
And now an exclusive episode
from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
That's all we can use from this room. You check out the AC unit and I'll look down the basement.
Why'd I have to get the air conditioner? Those things are heavy.
You just need the fittings, not the whole unit, bonehead.
Bonehead.
No need for name calling. Wait.
What?
Someone's coming up the driveway.
I thought you said he wouldn't be home till late.
He never got back this early when I cased the place.
Let's beat it.
But what about the basement?
If you won't spend the night in jail, you are such a...
Bonehead.
I don't like that bird.
Seems pretty smart to me.
Come on, let's move.
All right. Be careful. You grab that one. Okay. Look careful.
Hey, Sibbo! I'm home. How's my girl doing?
Bonehead.
Well, where did you learn that word? What in the world? Heavenly days, I've been robbed.
Hey, Wooten Bassett here, but you don't have to take my word for it. Just check my driver's license. Great picture on there. There's all kinds of fun stuff going on around Odyssey, which I'm sure you won't want to miss. Oh, I think the music cue is about to end. Okay, welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
What did they take, Mr. Hollard?
Well, not a lot, Olivia. Just my garbage disposal, my washing machine, my dishwasher.
That's a lot.
Well, it could have been worse. I mean, it's kind of funny. That dishwasher might be older than your mama. Not that she's old or anything, but, you know, in dishwashers, you see
the
gears.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
So is there anything I can do to help?
Huh. Well, not that I can think of, but thank you. I mean, I called the police. They took a report. They said they'd be on the lookout for my stuff. But unless someone in the neighborhood saw something, it's more than likely they'll never be found.
And I take it that nobody saw anything.
Yeah, I'm afraid not. Times have changed since I was a kid. Used to be the folks knew what was going on in their neighborhood. Not so much anymore. There's just too many of them electronic doohickeys and them blinking thingamabobs that keeps them all distracted.
You mean that people don't care as much?
No, I think they care. They just don't know what's going on enough to show that they care. When's the last time you saw your neighbors chatting on the porch or even hanging around outside their house, for that matter?
Well...
Exactly. See, most folks don't even know who they're living next to. The idea of being a good neighbor is practiced about as often as my Uncle Quentin's banjo.
Not very often, huh?
Oh, you know Uncle Quentin?
Oh, no, but I think I know what you mean about neighbors. You know, it might be time for somebody to do something about that. Hi, Wooten.
Oh, hey, Olivia.
What you doing?
Well, I was about to deliver a freshly baked strawberry rhubarb pie to my new neighbor.
Sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you mind if I tag along?
No, of course not.
This is good timing because I was coming to talk to you about being a good neighbor.
Oh, you mean I've been a bad one and now you're here to lecture me?
No, just the opposite, actually.
Oh, goodness.
Did you hear about the break-in at Mr. Hollard's?
Oh, yeah, it's really sad.
I know.
But what does Red's break-in have to do with neighboring? I mean, that sounds like a connection that would only make sense in my mind.
Well, Red said that most people don't get to know their neighbors anymore, and I thought about it and realized that even though I do know most of my neighbors, I don't really do anything to show them that I care. And then I thought about the Bible verse that says we should love our neighbors as ourselves, and I felt bad that I haven't done that. So I thought I should do something about that.
Okay, makes sense. So what'd you come up with?
Nothing yet.
Oh.
But that's why I'm asking you for ideas. If anybody knows how to be a good neighbor, it's you.
Oh, well, that's nice of you to say, but neighboring's pretty easy, actually. Here, hang on just one second. I hope she's at home.
Who is your new neighbor, anyway?
What? Oh, what do you want, Bassett?
Welcome to the neighborhood, Mrs. Kramer. I brought you a pie.
Really? Do I look like the kind of a person who would like a pie? Yeah?
I think so.
Well, looks can be deceiving. And who are you anyway, girly?
I'm Olivia. We've met.
Really? That's what they all say. And what are you doing hanging around this guy? Did you know that he burgles mail?
Oh, wait, Mrs. Kramer.
Don't Mrs. Kramer me. I haven't heard back about my submissions to the Poetry Society in over a year. And why? Because he keeps stealing my letters.
Oh, no.
I never would have bought a house in this neighborhood if I knew that mail burglars were living next door.
Uh-huh. Why did you move in the first place?
Well, my last neighbors were too grouchy.
Aha.
You better be on your best behavior, Bassett. I don't want any trouble from you. I need to protect my inner calm.
Yeah, well, if you don't, who will? Sure thing, Mrs. K. Quiet as a mouse. Of course, there might be just a little bit of tiny noise while I install my new merry-go-round.
Very funny, dear. And don't loiter on my porch. It ruins the aesthetics.
Sorry about that.
Okay, now I know how neighbors should not act.
Oh, Mrs. Kramer has a good heart. It's just buried a little deeper than some people.
You could dig a well looking for that heart. So wait, you weren't serious now, were you?
Well, about what?
The merry-go-round. You're not really putting one in, are you?
Oh, of course I am. It's going to go perfect with the slide and the two-story teeter-totter.
Oh, boy. What'll Mrs. Kramer do when she finds out?
Oh, I'll warm her up to the idea. Maybe I'll tell her after bringing over some more food. I mean, who could be mad while eating jelly bean fudge?
No one, I guess. Hey, maybe that's what I should do for my neighbors. Bring them sweets.
Oh, man, I wish I was your neighbor, especially if you made some licorice sorbet.
I'll start with brownies.
Yes?
Hi, I'm Olivia Parker.
I know who you are. I've seen you around.
Oh, you're that police guy, right?
I'm Detective Don Polhouse.
I didn't know you lived here.
I didn't know that a young woman would come knocking on my door at 7:30 on a Saturday morning, so we're even.
Oh, sorry. Is it too early?
What can I do for you?
I brought you some brownies.
Brownies? Mm-hmm. How nice. Are you raising money for some youth group?
Nope.
Getting money to send yourself to Paris for a band trip?
Nope. I am giving them out for free just to be nice.
Uh-huh. And what inspired this generosity?
Well, did you hear about Mr. Hollard's robbery?
The guys at the station were talking about it, but that wasn't a robbery.
It wasn't?
Nope. A robbery is a crime of taking by force or intimidation. The victim is present. Mr. Hollard wasn't home. It wasn't even breaking and entering since he left his back door unlocked.
Huh.
Well, what year does he think this is, anyway? 1950? Does he think we live in Mayberry?
Don't you think it's good when people trust their neighbors?
Trust their neighbors? Now, there's a bag of nonsense. You know what makes a good neighbor?
What?
Big locks and high fences.
Oh.
And you still didn't answer my question. Why are you dishing out brownies?
I'm trying to be a good neighbor.
Where do you live?
Over on Winslow Street.
That's blocks from here. I'm not your neighbor.
Well, I baked a lot of brownies, and everyone's a neighbor, according to the Bible, right?
If you say so.
So, you want a brownie?
No. I'm on a low-calorie diet.
You are?
Well, how do you think I maintain this svelte figure?
Good morning.
Hi, I'm Olivia Parker.
And I'm Wally Haglund. Nice to meet you.
Thanks. Oh, my brother tinkers at your junkyard sometimes.
Oh, we call our product salvage. We repurpose the items people don't need and make them available to people who do.
Oh.
So, what are you shopping for today? Electronics? What? Oh, no. You're more of a people person, aren't you? Furniture?
Oh.
No. Too young to have your own place. No matter what it is, I'm sure we've got something laying around that you can't live without.
Oh, thank you. But I don't need anything right now.
Oh, selling then, huh?
Oh, no. But I do have something to give you.
Accept donations and provide tax receipts. You can fill in the value. So, what do you got?
Brownies.
Oh, sorry. I don't sell perishable items here.
Oh, no. They're not to sell. They're for you, from one neighbor to another.
Oh, you live nearby.
Not exactly, but, well, I baked a lot, and most people on my street didn't want one. Besides, how could you define neighbor? It could be anyone, really, right? How many would you like? I don't mind saying they're delicious.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, but I can't accept. But I can offer you a 5% discount on any non-gold pubic zirconium jewelry in stock, because you're such a sweet person.
Why can't you have a brownie?
I'm allergic to chocolate. One bite and I've got a headache the size of that slug thing on Star Wars.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm sorry about that.
It's not your fault. Thanks for thinking of me, though. And don't forget about my offer. I'll bump it up to 10% off if you act today. I have a nice puka shell necklace that will go great with that outfit.
I'll keep that in mind.
Ah, greetings, Miss Parker.
Hi, Eugene. How's your Saturday?
Quite well, thank you. And yours?
Well, I'll be honest and say it could be better.
Oh.
But I might have something that could brighten your day from one neighbor to another.
Neighbor? Don't you live some distance from here?
Yes, but can't anyone be your neighbor?
Oh, ooh. Well, I apologize if I struck a nerve, to borrow the colloquialism.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. Do you want a brownie?
Oh, how very generous. Perhaps I shall take the smallest one here.
Really? Thank you. You would not believe how many people won't take one.
You've been delivering brownies to people this morning?
Yeah, I think I stopped at everyone's house within a one-mile radius. A lot of people weren't home, others had no soliciting signs, and most of the others turned my brownies down.
Well, they certainly missed out. Well, I suppose many folks are leery of accepting anything from other people, even their neighbors.
Detective Poolhouse said you shouldn't trust your neighbor.
Well, I'm not inclined to agree with him on that, particularly not the neighbors here in Odyssey.
But you heard about Mr. Hollard's break-in, right?
Well, I did. Every town has its share of problems, but events like that happen so rarely hereabouts, I highly doubt they would happen with any regularity.
This is the place. Let's get started.
Are you sure? We're pretty out in the open.
No one can see us. It's too dark. Besides, this Meltzner guy's gone till late. I checked for sure this time. Grab that rock.
This one?
No, the big one that looks like your head.
Got it.
Well?
Well, what?
You're hopeless. Give it to me.
Well, I could have done that.
That was the hope.
Though I'd have been more quiet about it.
I don't think he can break glass quietly. Now, don't worry. No one's around.
That dog ain't no one.
Yeah, I'll bet he's dialing 911 right now.
Let's go. All right.
Oh, do you need help with that, very polka-dotted chair?
Oh, yes, please, just grab one side.
Okay, here, got it.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Where are you taking this?
Well, I'm carrying in some of Mrs. Kramer's furniture.
She asked you to help move?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't she accusing you of stealing mail the other day?
Yeah, but she had no choice after she fired her own movers. Something about not giving service with a smile. Here, let me get the gate. So how's your neighboring going?
Not very well. A lot of people didn't want the brownies I baked.
Oh, well, did you meet some neighbors that you hadn't seen before?
Yeah.
Then it sounds pretty successful to me. You know, you gotta start small sometimes. Your neighbors will warm up to you eventually.
Well, there you are.
Uh-huh.
I thought you got lost between the front door and the curb.
Oh, sorry about that, Mrs. K.
Don't call me that, Wooten.
Oh, sorry about that, Mrs. Do you want this in the corner next to the lime green ottoman?
No. That one goes with the orange one. Oh. And watch out for my beaded curtains.
You bet. Okay, you ready, Olivia?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Well, thank you for not breaking it.
Oh, sure. It's the least I could do.
Well, you're probably right. And while we're here, Bassett, I need to talk to you about this blot on our neighborhood landscape that you're actually building.
Wow, I don't remember building a blot.
Your merry-go-round.
Oh, sure. That blot. What about it?
Well, I had to go to the city hall to find the town bylaws. Oh. And then I had to read through at least a half a dozen thick law books.
Wow.
Which is about as fun as licking a bug zapper.
Ew.
But I finally found it.
You found a bug zapper?
My trump card. It was right there in Article 393, Paragraph 10.
Uh-huh.
Look at this. The merry-go-round you're building is illegal on private property in our town.
Wow.
Checkmate. Uh-huh. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I did check with the city about this, Mrs. Kramer. Article 393 only applies if I was going to charge money for access to the playground equipment, and I'm not.
I'm not. So, in other words, you found a way to beat the system. Is that it?
No.
Oh, you're a clever one, Bassett. I'll give you that.
Thanks.
But don't think you've won. I don't give up easily. And I won't have a merry-go-round next to my house. Do you hear me?
Don't you like seeing kids play?
No. Kids should not be seen or heard, if you ask me. Present company not excluded.
Hey.
And I don't want this monstrosity you call a merry-go-round next to my home.
I thought it was a blot.
That too.
Before you come up with another colorful description for it, maybe you should look at this.
What? An ugly wooden horse?
Hey, it's not ugly. It's one of the best drawings I've ever seen.
Her name's Beulah, and I'm building her for you.
What?
Well, I thought you'd like a horse that's named after you to be part of the merry-go-round.
Well, actually, what I'd like is a big bonfire where we roast marshmallows and weenies over that merry-go-round.
Oh, Mrs. Kramer.
Don't Mrs. Kramer me. Scram, both of you.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Bye. Aren't you the person who said that neighboring is easy?
Yeah, sometimes my tongue moves before my brain wakes up.
Well, I think it's cool that you're still being nice even when she's so mean. That would be hard for me to do.
Well, when Jesus said to love your neighbor as yourself, I don't think he meant to love them only when they're nice. We don't love ourselves that way, and he doesn't love us that way either.
Yeah, you're right. I can't give up. Eugene, are you here?
Yes, who is it?
Olivia!
I'm in the basement, Miss Parker.
Yeah, hi, I just wanted to see if... Whoa, what happened? You've got a pool in your basement.
A completely unintentional one, I assure you. It's a side effect of the break-in, I'm afraid.
What break-in?
The one that happened last night.
I didn't know. Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow, what did the thieves do? Turn on your sink and leave it running?
No, they destroyed some piping while attempting to steal my water heater.
Attempting?
Apparently it was too heavy for them, but being nefarious types, they simply let the water continue to spray into the basement. I'm doing my best to clean up.
Oh, is Katrina here?
Unfortunately, she's out of town at a teaching conference. I don't know why these sorts of things happen when she's away. She's much better around the house than I am.
Well, can I help?
Oh, well, perhaps. I'm attempting to construct a system to siphon the water through the wall and out of the window well, without much success so far, as you can see.
Wouldn't a bucket brigade be easier?
I suppose so. But a brigade, by definition, requires a large number of people.
Leave that to me. I can get some of your neighbors to come over and help. We'll have this place dried up in no time. Not a bad turnout, is it? Mr. Hollard and Mr. Hagler both showed up, and quite a few others said that they'd come by in the next half hour or so.
Olivia, I am most grateful.
Like you said, people usually want to help if they're given the chance.
Mm. Hello down there!
Detective Polhouse? Come on down!
You weren't kidding when you said this place was flooded. This is apocalyptic.
I didn't think you'd come.
Why not? You don't think I care about the community?
It's just that... Well, you did say that people shouldn't trust their neighbors.
Uh-huh. You took me seriously, didn't you?
I guess so.
Well, sometimes you shouldn't. And why wouldn't I want to help a neighbor?
Well, Detective Polhouse, I greatly appreciate you coming to assist me. I'm Eugene Meltzner, by the way. We've met before.
Yes. I don't believe I met you, sir.
No, I'm Red Hollard. The place is all mine.
Oh, you're the guy who had the burglary a few days ago.
Yeah, guilty as charged.
I'm terribly sorry.
No, it's no big deal. Not nearly as bad as Eugene's mess here. I caught me a 5-pound trout right over there by that workbench not 2 minutes ago.
and Hagler. Good to see you.
Detective, it's been a while.
How's the salvage business?
Busy. Lots of car parts, lots of copper. It's like Rumpelstiltskin has been spinning the stuff. I got a big load yesterday.
Oh, fascinating.
Yeah, it's riveting.
So, can I get you a bucket to start bailing, Detective?
That's why I'm here. Eugene, how did your place get flooded? It wasn't the rain, was it? Didn't seem that heavy.
No, I was burgled last night.
Wait,
You were hit, too?
Well, in the police vernacular, I suppose that would be the term.
I'm out of the office for one day, and I miss all the action. What did they take from you?
Oh, kitchen appliances mostly, and the washer and dryer. They attempted to take my water heater, too, but failed, which is what led to this flood.
Because they broke some pipes.
Indeed.
I see.
You boys must have been hankering for appliances, because they took almost the same things in my place.
Yeah? What exactly did they take?
My dishwasher, my clothes washer, my garbage disposal.
Hagler, should I assume that all of those appliances contain copper?
Copper? Yes, they do. Especially if they're older models.
Eugene, take me to your broken pipes.
Right over there, by Mr. Hollard's fishing hole.
Yeah.
It looks to me like there are large sections of pipe missing.
Mm.
And they aren't still attached to the water heater. They're gone.
But why would anybody take his pipes?
Looks like they're made of copper, huh? Big surprise.
Indeed, most houses this age employ copper pipe and tubing. Though through the years, pipe composition has included lead, steel, cast iron, plastic, even wood.
Know-it-all. Red, does your house have copper pipes too?
It sure does, though none were taken from my place.
Hmm. Hagler, I don't suppose you kept the names of the people who unloaded copper in the last week.
Of course. I keep the names of all my customers.
But if they're criminals, you don't think they'd use their real names, do you?
You'd be surprised.
I've also got video surveillance on the yard. Could be that it's captured their license plates.
Aren't you a surprise? Well, what are we waiting for? So, when are we going to do another job?
We might need to lay low for a little while, just in case they realize what we took.
You really think that the people in Odyssey are smart enough to catch on?
Huh? Oh. What?
Freeze!
What's going on?
Boone and Cameron Evans, you're under arrest for burglary and fraud.
But we're... fraud?
Yeah, impersonating an intelligent criminal.
I never done that.
Touché.
You got the wrong guys.
Yeah, we're innocent.
We'll let the judge decide that. And please, if you would, resist arrest already. I haven't gotten to use my taser in months.
So the coppers copped the copper crooks and cracked the caper?
Yeah, I think.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Hagler said that the value of copper has gone way up, and Detective Pullhouse said that the police are too easy on copper theft, So people think they can get away with it. It's crazy, huh?
Well, I've seen crazier, but it is pretty weird.
Well, the thieves would watch the person's house and figure out when they're gone, then they'd break in and steal the pipes and appliances.
Oh, that's sad.
I know. I wonder what drives people to steal.
Oh, cars, probably. Well, I guess congratulations are in order for you, Olivia.
Congratulations?
Yeah, if you hadn't brought all those people together, the case might never have been solved.
Oh, I think they would have figured it out eventually.
Well, they might have, but don't sell yourself short, because you were a very, very good neighbor.
I didn't do much, but thanks. Hey, so how's the construction on the merry-go-round going?
Oh, it's going just fine. In McAllister Park.
What do you mean?
Well, I decided to build it there instead.
But I thought the whole point was to have it in your backyard.
Yeah, kind of was, but all this talk about being a good neighbor just got me thinking about how upset Mrs. Kramer was about it. So I decided to donate the merry-go-round to the city instead. The neighbors of McAllister Park will enjoy it now.
I guess that's good. But I'm sorry you won't have your merry-go-round.
Yeah, but hey, having happy neighbors is even better. Oh, and speaking of happy, Mrs. Kramer returned my strawberry rhubarb pie. I have a couple slices left. You want some?
I don't know. How does it go with 3-day-old brownies?
There's only one way to find out.
In Luke chapter 10, an expert of the law asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" That's when Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan, about a man who rescued someone who was dying and restored him to life. Who else does that sound like? Well, many of the early Christians believed that Jesus was talking about himself in the story. Jesus is the Great Samaritan who saves us all, showing us that everyone is our neighbor. As Christians, we're called to follow Christ's example and help one another. Why is it so important? Because helping others brings us closer to God. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus tells his followers, "Whatever you did for the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." By helping others, we're not only doing as Jesus did, we're also serving God himself. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Like a Good Neighbor, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Nathan Hubler. Sound design was by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Kelly Stables, Phil Proctor, Steve Easton, Jim Ward, and Mitzi McCall. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.